Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Thursday morning. We are getting through the week together. It is February 19th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
It is 6:03 EMC's early morning crew. Good morning to you. We're going to see highs close to 60 degrees again today. I can handle that. It starts to cool off a little bit, but that's fine. Most of the snow is melting. We can see our yards.
It felt so strange being out yesterday afternoon. You walk outside and you expect to be smacked in the face with the cold because it's been so cold, and you weren't. And a lot of the snow is gone, and you could see the green grass. It's quite lovely.
Oh, it is. I get a little nervous this time of year, and there are some reports, though, like the Grand River area and some of the low-lying areas with the ice and the ice breakage and the melt. Like, that can get kind of scary this time of year. I understand that, but I am glad that's warming up.
Yes, and that's definitely one of the, I believe, like on Fox 8 News this morning, it's one of their top headlines, how like the ice is jamming and causing problems and flooding and all of that. So it all comes with issues.
It does. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. A newborn of a game. Michael Jackson, Elvis, Paul Walker, Matthew Perry, JFK. Dead. This game's brand new.
We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
That's it. I don't know how many more clues you need. They're all right there.
Probably
you
a
have
lot.
You have the tools. You just need to execute. That's it. Maybe today's the day.
Could be.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to need you to goose us coming up next.
You can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot.
But we would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope. I mean, we've given you so many clues. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope.
My guess is John Wayne.
No, it is not John Wayne.
Not John Wayne. I'm going to tell you what I mean by goosing us. That is next. We need Goosed. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
That makes it sound not what it is.
We have studio geese. EMCs, you are the best. And I'm sorry it took me maybe a day or two to even mention this during the during the time when the EMCs are listening, because they're going to have the best names ever. But we have a larger studio goose that was given to you for your 2000th victory for a round of Trump Tui. That's a big deal. You deserve a big gift. That was awesome. And I also got a smaller version of a studio goose that sits right by it. We got a little flock over here in the
yes,
studio.
Yes, we do. A flock of geese.
We need names. That's it. We need names. It's that simple.
Yes, we do. And then we'll have to like narrow it down, have people vote on it. But we on social media, we have people. There's a lot of great suggestions so far, but we're looking for more.
We do. We will get to some of the ideas and some of the suggestions. For the larger goose, for the smaller goose, you can see what they look like. Sometimes that's easier to see. I feel like that's like if you get a pet for the first time and something hits you when you see the dog or the cat or whatever. So maybe when you see the goose, something comes to you, or maybe something hits you now. You can certainly DM us or comment under the picture. It's specifically on Jen and Tim Show and all the socials. Lord Honkington III.
Cute.
And Meryl Cheap. Those are a couple of names. Those are just two, the first two that I saw. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We need you to name those geese.
I see a Feather Locklear, great, and Gooseel Ball. A lot of like combo names that go together, which is really cute. Reba Quackentire and Goose Springsteen. Quite appropriate with Bruce Springsteen coming to town.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
Sonny and Cher, Millie and Vanilli.
Biggie and Smalls. I didn't see that till now.
Goosey Smalls and Ryan Gosling. Gosling works because a gosling is like a baby goose, right? Very cute. Squawk, Kate Winslet, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Those are good. Those make sense.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
You just have to keep the names coming in. We're going to try to narrow it down and get to it. But, yeah, we appreciate that. Wait, you have a couple of names. Go ahead.
Timer Tui and Tiny Tim.
Timer Tui. Oh, my gosh.
Timer Tui. That could be for the larger one that you won.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I hate the timer, though.
And then Tiny Tim, the smaller one. That makes sense.
I don't
hate those.
I love it. It's
I don't
adorable.
Hate any names, right? Like any name, you throw them all out. Throw them all out to us. You DM us. You comment. You call. That's all great. And then probably next week we'll get finalists and we'll narrow it down and we'll finally pick a name from all the great names that we come up with.
Right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Excited for the Goose names. I'm excited for them to roll in, get a narrow down to a final two or three next week, and then, get winners.
I know. I'm very curious what everyone will decide, because, I mean, that's a big deal. They're part of the family, you know?
I'm a little nervous for one of our Goose friends, though.
Why?
Because not the mini goose, but the smaller of the geese right. that are in mm-hmm. studio.
The desk goose.
Has clothing.
Yeah.
And the one that I purchased for you for the 2000th victory is a naked goose.
That is a naked goose.
I feel like if there's any crocheters, crochet the right way to go. I don't know. If there's any, I just feel like, you know, with St. Patrick's Day coming up or Easter or.
Well, yeah, the mini goose is in her St. Patrick's Day outfit already.
I know.
She has a bedazzled necklace.
I just feel like the boss goose is looking at the mini goose and thinking, hey, why are you so warm and festive?
Yeah, need something.
I'm down here just feathers.
And I got seasonal outfits for the mini. I didn't know. See, we did not know we bought each other geese.
I had no idea.
This was not
a. It was a plan.
Yeah. So I bought a set.
I thought it was just going to be a studio goose. I mean, you saw me when you opened that thing.
Yes.
I was like relatively annoyed because I wanted one goose.
You wanted one goose.
And I said, yeah, I'm going to roll with it. You had no idea.
We had no idea. We did it at the same time. It was strange how it played out. But yeah, big goose needs some clothes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Some clothes. And they, let me tell you.
Where can I shop for geese clothes?
Oh, there are Facebook groups. I'll invite you to some.
I am going to deny that.
No, why? I mean, see the fashion. There is so much fashion.
Can I go to
for geese?
Once Upon a Child and
I
get geese clothing?
Think that fits?
Okay.
No, they have a bulbous body and a thin neck.
They are slender build. They're a different build. Slender up top and sturdy on the bottom.
Yeah, like very bulbous in the center, but then you got to slim it down.
Yep.
That's not the same.
You describing me, or are you describing?
No.
Okay. Are you describing the goose?
That would be the goose.
Anybody knows where to get goose clothes, DM us.
Please let us know.
For the purchase. But it's at the mall. Is there a goose store?
Oh, my gosh.
A goosey kiosk? I bet if there was this kiosk at the mall, Great Lakes Mall, it would sell.
I bet they would.
Goose clothing?
Yes.
I'm going to open that.
Anyone that has one that I drive by their house, they have them dressed up. There are like goose raincoats and little hats and stuff. They're very cute.
This goose needs something by.
Yeah, we need something.
Easter is probably tough, but yeah.
All right, you've been withholding this because Lake County has a taco trail. I did not know this. It's back this year. How do you get a shot at free tacos for a year? That's in 60 seconds. Seven Hills is at 39 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. The reward has increased in the search for Savannah Guthrie's mother. The search now in its third week has reward for tips up to $102,500. Authorities now focused on tracking her pacemaker, analyzing DNA evidence, and identifying the suspect in the doorbell video. The Seattle Seahawks officially up for sale. The estate of late owner Paul Allen has started the formal sale process following the instructions in his will. He bought the Seahawks in 1997 and directed that all of his sports teams eventually be sold with proceeds going to charity. Any sale still has to be approved by NFL owners. And the Lake County Taco Trail back again this year. Didn't even know this was a thing. 23.
I told you shouldn't hate the East Side.
I don't hate the East Side.
There are so many good things in the East. Like, you have to do the Taco Trail. I know everybody's afraid to go east to west to east, and I understand that. I'm East Side, and I don't go West Side. I'm just as guilty. This Taco Trail in Lake County, are you kidding me right now?
I read about it yesterday. I thought, how have we not heard of the Taco Trail before? There are 23 local spots, and you go get, I don't know, taco points.
Yes.
Yeah. It runs all
year.
They
have merch and all sorts of things.
Yes.
There are some, and there are good spots west, south, everywhere. I understand
that. Of course.
Lake County's got some good spots.
By the way, last year, 2,000 people did this trail. Were you one of them? Did you do the Taco Trail?
I did not. I saw it. You could download. I think there's an app.
There's a digital pass.
Yeah, there's a digital pass. That's what it is. I did not do that. I saw it last year. And I have some buddies that got through at least part of it. But that's the great thing about this, or even the restaurant weeks that you talk about all the time. You can try different places. A lot of them have deals, some things you haven't heard about, even if you've lived in that area for a long time. I mean,
Taco it up in Lake County.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, Stevie on the socials.
Have you guys ever heard of the airport theory?
No.
It's a new trend on TikTok that people are trying, and I like it. I'm a fan of the airport theory. We're going to talk about it.
This makes me nervous.
Is it bad or good?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, it depends. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Again, you probably won't like it.
Oh, no.
So you think it's good and Jen probably doesn't like it. The airport theory.
Mm.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral theory on social media. It's called the airport theory. So it's where you arrive just 15 to 20 minutes before your flight departs. And the goal is to walk into the airport and right onto your flight to avoid being bored in the terminal and just sitting around. The theory suggests that the recommended 2-hour arrival time is unnecessary and waste your time. And so we're trying to waste less time, be more productive. You just get into the airport 15, 20 minutes before, you go through security, you hop right onto your flight. Saves you so much time.
Absolutely
not. You don't have to sit there and
wait around. I can't
even. This is wasting your time.
No.
See, you're brainwashed by the airline. They want you to sit there for 2 hours, buy all their expensive, overpriced airport food and water.
I am not brainwashed by the airline. Mm-hmm. I am terrified I will not make it on time. I'm also a nervous flyer. But I have an additional theory on top of your theory of your airport theory.
This is the best Stevie on the social you've done.
Because you agree.
Absolutely agree.
Me too.
I don't know why. And by the way, if I tried this, I would 100% be divorced. My wife.
That is my new other half of the theory.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll get to that. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know what it was. But I would not be able to do this. We'll get to that in a second. I don't understand why you have to be so early to board the plane, too. Like my wife, and I know you have certain zones.
I do.
For what?
Your carry-on bag that you have to stick up top.
Your seat has nothing going. Your seat's not going. No. What a total pain. And you're sitting there doing nothing. I'm already claustrophobic. I do not care.
If you have a carry-on bag and you're putting it in the overhead bin, the later you board, the less chance there is that there's room. They're going to make you check it.
So you get a free checked bag. It's a win.
But the whole point of the carry-on is so you don't have to check a bag and you don't have to go to baggage claim
didn't have that issue. They also say that this works best if you have TSA pre-check and you're not checking in a bag, but I saw videos of people posting it where like, I don't have that, and I'm also checking in a bag, and they still did it in 20 minutes.
That feels very risky.
It's a great thing. Yeah,
very
the 2 hours
risky.
Is, there's just no way.
They just want your money.
They do.
Unless there's a really long security line.
You're not missing the plane. You're not missing the plane. That's not even a thing.
It's a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's a thing.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this. But doing it all wrong. I knew it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This airport theory. I want to give you a hug. This is such a great idea. Get there 20 minutes before.
No.
We get to the airport 2 hours before.
No.
What's wrong with you? What are you doing? Walking around, looking at some combos.
You're making
walking
sure.
Walking up and down.
You're making
sure. Should I get a charging port?
No.
Oh, it's so boring at the airport. It's the worst.
You got to make sure you get through security. You never know what kind of lines you're going to run into. How you could risk that is crazy to me.
I could not do this.
My theory on top of the airport theory is that every couple it has one or the other. Like there's a Stevie in every couple and there's a Jen in every couple. Like I want to be there early. I want to get in. I want to be seated. I want to know I'm going to get on the plane. I want to make sure my carry-on gets in the overhead bin. Then there's the Stevie who wants, like, that's the Nate in my relationship.
I like to not waste time.
He just loosely wants to arrive, like, 45 minutes ahead of time.
Has he missed a plane? Of course he hasn't, because that's the right time. He's not wasting another hour and 15 minutes. They're thinking the plane's going to take off without him. He is doing it right. Oh, this is great. I mean, if I tried this, I would 100% be divorced, because my wife...
Can't you guys arrive separately?
Yeah, we have a flight in September. She's actually there now.
I would be there with
her. You have two different cars, right? Just go ahead and park.
My brother and sister-in-law are the same. My brother, Joey, wants to get there early like me, and his wife is like, absolutely not, just like you, wants to get there last minute, so loose and casual about it. I could not imagine.
It's not loose and casual. It's on
it's
time.
Loose. 15 minutes
correct.
Before the
you're
plane
getting
leaves.
There
no.
early. You're 15 to 20 minutes
well,
early.
Even no. if we meet in the middle. So you mentioned the 2 hours when you can get in and get your boarding pass and get all that and check your bag. And so you say 15 to 20 minutes. So if we meet in the middle and say an hour, you still cut an hour of time.
I think plenty
of time.
No, what?
That plane isn't leaving without you.
What if you run into traffic on the way there? What if you run into lines when you get to the airport?
You will.
What if there's
You'll still get through.
No. Not in enough time.
Nobody's missed a flight.
People miss flights.
They never miss flight. Connecting, maybe? You don't miss a flight. They know you're there. You checked in.
Tim Richards,
we know you're here. The plane's here.
My heart rate is racing thinking about the stress of all this. Of going so late.
You need
late.
To try. You got a trip coming up. Do the airport theory.
Absolutely not.
I will be.
Don't be wimpy.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, you will be.
No. You're going to be doing it.
I'm like writing.
Great Stevie on
yes,
the socials.
Thank you, Stevie. Your Cedar Point pass just got way more powerful. Access to many more parks. So
you get there 2 hours early because you're afraid you can't get on the rides?
Yeah, probably. I would.
It's a bad analogy.
Okay. Which ones? That's in 60 seconds. There have been some upgrades for Cedar Point pass holders. The new Gold Pass includes access to 13 parks across the Midwest and Canada, including Kings Island near Cincinnati and Six Flags Great America near Chicago. The pass costs $150. By the way, Cedar Point opens for the season May 9th.
I'd love to talk to somebody that executed this airport theory. Could you imagine? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. And I'm so anti-getting to the airport 2 hours early. Could you imagine somebody got to Cleveland Hopkins? They're flying from here to Orlando. I'm making this narrative up. Their boarding time is 1:30 p.m. and they arrived at the airport at 1 and boarded the plane. No big deal.
Even talking about it stresses me out.
I mean, I don't...
Because they board 30 minutes ahead of time.
Oh, I'd love to see some.
So that's another question.
I'm not talking connecting flight. I'm talking, you know, it's a direct flight from here to Orlando. You got there, let's say 30 to 45 minutes early, and that's either you've done it one time or maybe that's part of your routine because you agree in 2 hours is way too early.
Is it 30 minutes ahead of the boarding time or 30 minutes ahead of the flight leaving? You know what I mean? Like, say your flight's at 1 o'clock.
It is a big difference.
They board at 12:30. You're saying you want to be there right at 12:30, or you're saying a half hour before that as you're the early guy? Which do you prefer?
Say that again. I was reading Dawn's comment.
Well, I was just saying, is it on the boarding time? Like if your flight's at 1?
Yeah.
Do you want to be there at 12:30 when it boards? Oh, airport theory is before departure, not boarding.
Thank you. Okay, because
30 minutes before departure.
Yeah,
so
I thought it was. Yeah,
that's even worse.
Dawn,
that's even
I'm
worse.
Not wasting my time. I'm just taking my time. I'm not rushing in anybody's airport. I usually have to do that like short layovers because the connection is way over in somebody else's airport. But Dawn doesn't get there the 2 hours before, but she also doesn't get there 5 minutes before, which I understand.
Judy says 1,000% with Jen on flights. Both my husband and I like to leave early enough to be there at 1.5 or early at a minimum, usually 2 hours early. She says they tell you to arrive 2 hours before. Flew 5 times last year and only had more than 1 hour to spare 1 time out of those 5 times.
Well, it could be she could have had 50 minutes to spare. She could have plenty of time.
Okay. That's just,
well, that's the case. It could
it
be.
It just feels like a lot. I just,
anybody.
Why not just get there and be ready?
I just need one person that has implemented the airport theory in their life, even if it was unintentional. And was it crazy nerve wracking? You going to try this on your next flight?
No.
Flight theory?
No.
I already texted Nate. It's Star 102,
no, you
Cleveland's
didn't.
Feel good favorites. He's I did not. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, he wants to get there so late.
Flight theory. Why are you getting there 2 hours before I get there 15 or 20 minutes?
Now, 15, that is so cutting it close.
I mean, that is.
That's ridiculous.
You park 15, 20 minutes before your flight takes
That's
off.
Ridiculous.
That is not going to be good news
no,
for you.
Well, not in any way.
You're going to have to cut everybody in line. How's it going to work?
I don't know.
Getting there a little early.
Terrible idea.
All right. Got a couple of calls. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Learning about the airport theory. We've been getting to the airport way too early. 2 hours before. That's crazy.
Nope. I do it 2 hours before. And we have TSA pre-check and fly first class, but I'm still there 2 hours early.
Oh my God. I have TSA pre-check too, and I still get there early.
Never miss a flight because I go over, you know, I go out of the country and I'm Aruba and never missing a flight.
Yeah.
You don't want to risk it. Just take the extra time and relax.
Exactly.
Star 102, good morning.
So I used to be you and I would go a half hour to 45 minutes before the flight. And last year, my daughter and I missed our flight. They did not hold it, even though we were checked in, everything.
Oh, no. So that does happen. You were the first person we've talked to today. That is horrible. Then what did you do? Did you have to rebook the flight, or what happened?
We couldn't, and she had to go for a college visit, so we had to drive down.
Oh my gosh.
We had to leave the airport and drive 8.5 hours.
Do you get a refund for that?
Team Jen.
Do you get a refund?
We got to move it to a different day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now I'm rethinking the airport theory. Not going to lie.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Let's kick it off. It's a round of Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites? Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim show. So let's start with, what do you do? What is your job?
I am a high school math teacher.
Wow.
What specific? Is it algebra? Is it trig? Is it whatever? Like, what the type of math do you teach?
So this year I'm teaching Algebra 2, changes every year.
I love math. Why was I the worst at algebra?
Why do we need alphabet in math? Let's stick to numbers.
I know. I try to help my stepsons. I get it. But, man, algebra was not my thing. That's great. So public school, private school?
Public.
And how long have you worked as a math teacher?
I actually am able to teach math and science, but I've been a teacher for 12 years.
Do you prefer teaching math or science?
Honestly, my dream would be able to teach both.
Have you always taught at the same school for those 12 years, or have you moved to different schools?
This is my third year at this school. It's actually was my dream school because my mom taught here.
Oh, I love that.
What level of education do you have?
So I do have a master's, but the kind of person I am, I'm actually getting a second master's right now.
Oh, my gosh.
In what?
In
high school math.
Wow.
You really like math.
You are really mathy. Yeah. That is.
Which I get. I always loved math and science, just algebra.
Oh, it's the worst.
I'm stressed listening, like thinking of like what you would have to do in a master's program. Like, what's the hardest part of that?
How much math can you learn?
Yeah.
It's actually, there's like a mixture of curriculum classes and math classes because it's a program through Kent State and it's specifically geared towards high school math teachers.
Wow. That's awesome that you're like even taking it next level. That's great.
Well, now we should go around the room. We're going to try to guess your base salary. Our goal is to try to guess within $5,000. We have not hit that goal yet, but we're going to try. Well, that's very mathy. It's very mathy.
That is mathy. Good job.
Play along with us. All right. Our guesses are next. Let's continue on with the round of Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite? So for anybody just joining us, remind everybody what your job is.
I am a high school math teacher.
And how long have you worked as a math teacher?
I actually am able to teach math and science, but I've been a teacher for 12 years.
Now we should go around the room. We're going to try to guess your base salary. Our goal is to try to guess within $5,000. We have not hit that goal yet, but we're going to try. I will guess $72,000.
I will guess $86,000.
I'll guess $65,000.
We're trying to get within $5,000 of your base salary. What is that base salary?
$82,000.
Wow. That's awesome. 12 years in, doing it at the same school that your mom taught at. What an awesome career you have. And the fact that you're extending it through your master's, that's great.
Yeah, I love it. It's the best.
We love that. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing Cleveland. How much do you make? We really appreciate that. And we hope you have a great day at school.
Thank you.
That was the first guess within $5,000. You won that.
Wow. Are we going to keep track now?
Yes. Well, you need to put it. We have a dry erase board, which is, I don't know how to describe it, really sloppy because I did that, a lot of it. But we need to keep track of how close. Cleveland, how much do you make? Is one of our favorite things to do. You learn a lot about people that listen to the show. And we've talked to the coolest people with the coolest jobs, and we really appreciate you listening to the show. It's so much fun.
Really unique things that you never would think of as jobs.
Last week, I was the closest. I think we actually tied, and we were both 12,000 off. But the goal is to be 5,000 or under, and you were at 4,000 today. So that's the first time that hit. So we'll see. This is a game we play every Thursday right around 7:10.
The Browns have named their new stadium hospitality partner. So what are you going to be eating at the new domed stadium?
Bones! Dog bones!
I don't...
Out of bowls!
Think that's it.
Sloppy mess.
We'll tell
you. No, it's two
you.
Nights of a stay. We don't want to screw up our new stadium.
I know. It's going to be very fancy.
Nice.
You don't want that.
Carpeted.
Right. No.
It's not.
Is it?
No.
Okay. That's in 60 seconds. It's 44 degrees in Seven Hills. That's our star city. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Browns have picked their new stadium hospitality partner. Legends Global will run all food and beverage operations when the new enclosed stadium opens in Brook Park in 2029. Construction set to begin March 2nd. A judge has ruled that Buffalo Wild Wings can keep calling their boneless wings boneless because a man sued saying they're really just chicken nuggets, not actual deboned wings. The judge ruled that boneless wings is a common term and most customers understand what they're ordering. A rare Paul McCartney collection coming to the Rock Hall in May. There's going to be instruments and handwritten lyrics, outfits, photos, memorabilia, all focusing on his post-Beatles era and his band Wings. The exhibit will open on May 15th. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.